It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda for their faithful obedience to the Lord and their example to us.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
We're delighted to have you with us on Founders Day. I'm Rob West, Walker Wildman with me, and it's our day two of the Fall Share, an opportunity for you to partner with us here at American Family Radio to support this great work, to continue the legacy of impacting and equipping God's people with a biblical worldview to change your world for the cause of Christ and to equip your families and to lean into your relationship with the Lord. What an opportunity to trust God as you give and to be a part of where He's at work. 877-616-2396 is the number, or you can click in online quickly and securely at AFR.net. And Walker, I suspect this is a special day each year as we have the chance to honor your grandfather.
That's right. It's very special. And as we alluded to a little bit yesterday, it's so important to remember as a ministry where you came from. And even as individuals, remember where you came from, those people that were impactful and have been impactful in your life, the key influencers in your life for the kingdom. And one of those influencers here, of course, is my grandfather, Don Wildman. He helped found this ministry. He did found this ministry with the aid of the Lord and the guidance of God. He founded this ministry back in 1977, launched the radio division, which you're listening to now, in 1991. And I didn't bring it in with me, Rob, but maybe I'll do it later in the day. But
okay.
I do have the Atlas. And yes, I know I'm only 28, but I know what an atlas is. I have the old atlas that my grandfather used to figure out where he wanted to place the radio towers.
Oh, wow.
So it's got the Sharpie on it. It's got the radius that he did with the tool that I don't know the name of. Anyway, I've got that original atlas that he, in his recliner back in the late 80s, figured out where he wanted to place towers. I've got that in my office, actually. So we are very much tethered to our founder, my grandfather, Don Wildman. And, we've got a lot of staff members here that were here in the early days of the ministry, that were here in the 80s and have seen all this take place. A lot of key people in the ministry have been here for 20, 30 years and worked closely with my grandfather throughout the year. So this is Founders Day.
Yeah.
And so let's give, let's donate in honor of my grandfather. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, and until 10 o'clock, so for the next 50 minutes till 10 o'clock Central, we are still continuing the $50,000 Founders Challenge, so your gift will be doubled over the next 50 minutes. We have a $50,000 Founders Challenge for the next hour, Rob.
I love that. Now, that device you were talking about, it's called a compass, isn't it? You know, the one where you do the circle?
That sounds right. I'll go with your judgment on that.
Devin was pulling it up across the table.
You used to use those in school sometimes.
You used to. I think it's probably been replaced with an app of some kind.
Oh, yeah, but, I'm sure.
AFR.net 866, 877-616-2396. Now, I'm looking into a live shot of the room where our volunteers are. I see many of them talking, and we're so grateful for the pledges that are coming in right now. But Walker, I do see a few that are just sitting idly by. They've had breakfast, so
yes,
they're charged up and ready to go. Let's get every one of them on the phone, especially during this matching challenge where your gift is doubled right now. If you've been listening to the banter, you've been enjoying Fall Share day one, now we're into day two. Well, during this Money Wise hour, let's get every person on the phone. And here's my challenge to you. As you think about your gift to American Family Radio, we just ask that you do your part. We're not asking for a gift beyond your ability. We're just saying beyond the giving to your local church, what can you do to stand with us? What an encouragement as we see thousands and thousands of God's people come alongside this ministry, which, as Walker said, has a long legacy that has not drifted from the original mission, but is rock solid and centered on God's word and equipping people to change their world for the cause of Christ. Nothing has changed. And now more than ever, we need this work here on American Family Radio through the documentaries, the app, the incredible programming here on American Family Radio, AFA Action, The Stand. I mean, all the things that are being done through this ministry, you're supporting that when you give at 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. Let's get everybody on the phone right now when you call to give to our fall share. We need you with whatever you can do. Give us a call, 877-616-2396. We'll be right back.
You sponsor good, clean, constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make it a point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling, yes, you are. You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
I started here in 1984, and I have several best memories of Brother Don. One of them would be how he was so personable. He would know all about your family. He would ask questions about your children, want to know how your children are doing, and he was just very personable. Another memory I have is in the afternoons, Mr. Wildman would come around and tell everyone to make sure your calculators are off, the lights are off, adjust the heat and air. And because of that frugalness, we're still here today and we owe no one. And that same frugalness is being carried out today with Tim Walker and all of our leadership.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Hi, I'm Star Parker. I run CURE, the Center for Urban Renewal and Education. Many of you know my Christian journey. I was lost in the lie of the left. It was a Christian conversion that changed me, and it was American Family Radio, Don Wildman himself, who spoke into my life, just listening every single day, that helped me build a biblical worldview. And this is where you get that, American Family Radio. I hope that you will help us. I hope that you will share with us right now.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of His saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
What a great day for you to give and be a part of what we're doing here at American Family Radio. Hi, I'm Rob West, Walker Wildman with me this hour, and we're celebrating what God is doing. David in Stoneboro in Pennsylvania, Randy in Columbus, Laura in Merrill, Mary Jane in Columbus, Wanda in Belmont, and so many more, hundreds and hundreds of others. You're making it happen. You're helping us get there to support this work so this ministry here at American Family Radio and American Family Association can continue strong into the future as we need it now more than ever. We're about to enter an election cycle, Walker, and I know one of the big opportunities is just to equip God's people to understand the issues and be informed as they show up at the ballot box.
That's right. And one of our affiliate divisions here is AFA Action. And we produce what's known as the iVoter Guide. And AFA Action actually acquired iVoter Guide just late last year. So that's now a division of AFA Action. When you fund American Family Radio, you're helping to keep all these divisions going, all these different departments and all these different entities under the AFA banner up and running and equipping Christians. And, you know, there's so much. One thing I said on my show recently is, of course, when you look in Scripture, God is not idle. God is not an idle God or a non-active God. God is always engaged. He's always working. He's always moving.
Yes.
And so if that's the truth, if that's the case, in which it is, then let's be a part of that.
That's right.
And one way you can be a part of that is by supporting the work of American Family Radio as we continue to stay obedient to God's word, teach his word, proclaim his word throughout the entire country, and teach the entire council of the Lord here on American Family Radio. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. That's the number that'll bring you into Share-a-thon Central here in Tupelo, Mississippi. You can go to afr.net, afr.net. And Rob, throughout world history, when you read about revival, much of the time when you read accounts of revival, almost all the time, in the midst of the revival, the church doesn't know they're in revival. Only the historians and the church history looks back and says that was revival.
We see it in retrospect.
Yeah, exactly. So is America heading towards revival? Are we currently in revival? I don't know. But I think God is always moving. He's not idle.
Yeah.
And so let's be a part of God's work, and let's continue at least striving for spiritual revival in America.
Well, that's exactly right. I can't think of a more important calling for us. Once we've given our lives to Jesus, it's about stewardship, and that stewardship includes the relationships we have and stewardship of the opportunities God's given us, and to be the hands and feet of Jesus in our world is critical. Here at American Family Radio, we want to equip you for that work, but we can't do it without your support because we're listener-supported. 877-616-2396 or afr.net. And right now, during our Founders Challenge of $50, we've only got 44 minutes remaining for you to be able to double every gift. Folks, this is the time to respond. This is the time to give, to support this work and be invested with whatever you can do. $50, $100. Maybe you can make a $1,000 or $2,500 gift and wouldn't miss it. Whatever it is, we just ask that you'd respond right now. 877-616-2396. Now, Walker, I have a good news, bad news situation here. Bad news is not everybody is on the phone right now. I'm looking into the volunteer room. The good news is there's no waiting when they call.
That's right. You'll get right through when you call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Let's fill up the call center. Let's make calls have to be rolled over to kind of the excess lines, if you will, and let's fill up the phone lines and donate to American Family Radio here. AFR.net's a URL, AFR.net, 877-616-2396. If you want to know, you know, where whose lives are being impacted by the work of American Family Radio and by your generous donations, Dixie from Texarkana, Arkansas, called and donated. Marty from Jackson, Tennessee. Let's see. We have Paula from West Olive, Michigan. Pam from Pine Village, Indiana. We've got a gift from Coldwater, Mississippi, Franklin, Pennsylvania, all over the country, Odessa, Texas. So when you support American Family Radio, you're helping to impact lives all around the country, and you're truly a part of something special when you donate and you invest in the work of American Family Radio. This is Founders Day. We're honoring my grandfather, Don Wildman, who founded this ministry back in 1977. And our theme is Amazing Grace. That's rooted in Romans chapter 11, verse 6, where Paul talks about the Lord's grace and without it, how we would be lost and there would be no hope. But we have grace, and so we have hope. 877-616-2396. AFR.net is the URL. If you would rather go online, go ahead and do that. Donate. We have a $50,000 Founders Challenge for the next 40 minutes. So take advantage of that. Your gift will be doubled.
All right, 877-616-2396. You know, on MoneyWise every day, we have the privilege of encouraging you and equipping you to make godly financial decisions. As we look at your money through the lens of Scripture, we realize that money is a tool to accomplish God's purposes. You see, we have to start with the idea that God owns it all. Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. And that makes us stewards or managers of the King of Kings resources. So money then is not an end, it's a means to an end. The question is, a means to what end? And yes, we're to provide for our families, but we're also clearly in Scripture to give, to support the work of the local church, and to be a part of what God is doing. I love what Henry Blackaby said when he said, you want to find where God is at work and join him there. And that's clearly American Family Radio. God is at work here. We're seeing life change every day. We're equipping God's people with a biblical worldview. We're helping them to lean into their walk with Jesus and their marriage and their family and their money. And that's what you're supporting when you give a gift. Don't buy into the idea that if your gift is only $50 or $100, it doesn't matter. Folks, it's going to take all of us together, standing together. And it's the picture of the body of Christ coming together here on a Founders Day during day two of Share. While every gift is doubled right now for the next 40 minutes, would you pray and then respond? 877-616-2396. Or if it's easier, just head over to AFR.net.
That's right, Rob. And 877-616-2396. As you mentioned, it's Founders Day. And it's so important to remember your roots, where you came from, how you began, so you can remain tethered to it. And, you know, my grandfather was a Methodist preacher and had no, you know, expertise, if you will, in the radio industry. But he just started reading these broadcast magazines and started studying up on the on how to build out an FM radio network. And you got the translators out there. You got the full power stations with the transmitter. And anyway, back in the late 80s, he just felt led by the Lord to build a radio network. And so in 1991, we launched the first radio station, the Radio Tower, in Jackson, Tennessee. And that tower is actually still there today. And now we have 180 towers all around the nation in 30-plus states. And at one time, Rob, we were the fastest-growing network, both secular and Christian, and then wow. The FCC altered the regulations a little bit, kind of slowed things down, and but we're 180 stations strong today, only by the Lord's help, and we couldn't have built this radio network, and we cannot sustain it without critical financial partners. That's what we need in order to continue here. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, AFR.net is that URL.
It's Founders Day here on day two of Share, your opportunity to partner with us with your pledges. Whatever you can do, we'd invite you to call right now. 877-616-2396. Volunteers standing by to take your calls. Head over to AFR.net. You can give there quickly and securely, AFR.net, or call 877-616-2396. More to come just around the corner.
My name is Garrett. I'm from South Dakota. It was a year ago. I was sitting in my Suburban working security at night, and I love listening to sports, and our local college was on in the championship game. I couldn't pick them up because of weather. I couldn't get any channel to come in except AFR. That night on AFR, I listened to Adrian Rogers, David Jeremiah, and Dr. Tony Evans. All three of them said to come to faith in Jesus Christ. I thought I was with Jesus 20 years ago, but I've never obeyed or listened. I recommitted myself to Jesus Christ. I gave myself to Jesus a year ago, and I've been on fire for the Lord ever since. In fact, I don't even watch sports anymore. I'm too busy turning the pages of my Bible, and I owe all that thanks to AFR.
My name is Susan. I'm calling from Minnesota. And, boy, where do I start? I mean, I work from home, and, of course, the world's gone insane. It's just heart-wrenching what's going on in our country, and then I'm in Minnesota to boot, only about an hour removed from the insanity. You know, I have the radio on during the day while I'm working, and even as a Christian who tries to read in the Bible daily and pray and stay close to God and keep my eyes on Jesus, sometimes, especially working from home, it's easy to feel isolated, and sometimes you can get caught up in things and begin to just, you know, it just starts to unnerve you. And so AFR, it's the voice of reason. It's the voice of calm. It's the voice of teaching, of ministering, of blessing.
Hi, folks. I'm Ray Pritchard. For the last few years, you've heard my voice on American Family Radio. I joined this ministry because I believe in our shared vision of transforming culture through biblical principles. We bring you news and information from a Christian point of view. We've made a lot of progress, but we all understand that we have a long way to go. We need your support more than ever because our nation's future hangs in the balance. I invite you to join me in supporting the American Family Association. Together, we can make a difference.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of His saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Well, you just heard Ray Pritchard say this is about transforming culture as we equip you with a biblical worldview. I am Rob West, Walker Wildman here. It's day two of our fall Share Amazing Grace as we invite you to give and support this work at 877-616-2396. And for the next 35 minutes, don't miss it, folks, 35 minutes to get in on this $50,000 Founders Challenge. What does that mean to you? Well, it means every gift is doubled. 50 is 100. 100 is 200. 1,000 is 2,000. You can do the math. It's a great opportunity to give a leveraged gift, not only to continue this work so more people are equipped and we see more life transformation through the power of the gospel, but it's a leveraged gift because, well, it's just going to be automatically doubled because of the generous support of one of our faithful friends and donors here at American Family Radio. So would you respond right now? Maybe just take a few moments, whatever you're doing. I understand you're busy and at work and the kids have to go places and you're trying to deal with all the things in your day and check off that to-do list. But this is an opportunity. If you rely on this ministry, you count on the programming, it's a part of your routine, it's in the car, it's at home, you're in the app. You need American Family Radio so you're up to date on today's issues and equipped to transform culture for Christ. Would you just stop right now, make a quick call, 877-616-2396, or if it's easier, just head over to afr.net. Now, Walker, I mentioned Ray Pritchard, and he's actually produced a great new Advent devotion that can be our gift to some of these folks.
That's exactly right. So if you give a gift of $150 or more, we'll send you our Christmas coffee, Noel, which we have here as well. Sure. And it's an 8-ounce bag of coffee. And of course, if you get in and want to order more, you can do so at our resource center. But a one-time gift of $150 will get you the 8-ounce bag of Christmas coffee. If you give $30 or more, we'll send you the coffee plus what Rob just mentioned, and that's this Advent Alphabet devotional. It's like a 26-day devotional by our good friend Dr. Ray Pritchard, and you'll be able to use that. You'll get it in time to use it heading into the Christmas season where we remember the birth of our Savior. That's Advent Alphabet. So if you give a monthly gift and you become a Great Commission partner here at American Family Radio, give $30 or more, we'll send you both of those gifts in the mail here in the coming weeks. So a little incentive there, and also you're getting to invest in God's work here at American Family Radio. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Let's fill up these phones. Let's get the call center busy. Let's make it to where they got to bring in some extra team members to answer calls. 877-616-2396, or you can go over to afr.net.
I love it. You know, if I'm seeing this right here, Walker, it looks like there's been 6,907 pledges made. So that's 6,900 individuals. That means, folks, we're 93 away from crossing the 7,000 pledges mark. Would you be one of those 93 right now and help us continue to press toward our goal over this 3-day fall share at 877-616-2396? You know, Walker, as I think about what your grandfather started here at American Family Radio, and just the power of Christian radio, the power to reach people that wouldn't step foot into a church, to go into jail cells and homes and cars and the workplace, for people to be equipped in such a powerful medium. You know, the foresight he had in the platform that he built here is just amazing.
It is. And we do get letters from prisoners around the country often, actually, probably on a monthly basis. And oftentimes they'll send us a letter and say, look, I was in jail, I was down, I was out, you know, here's the crimes I committed, here's what I was convicted of. And they'll say, I tuned in to AFR, I got a little handheld radio in my cell, and my life was transformed. Christ saved me through the preaching and the teaching on American Family Radio. So that is happening, folks, every month, every year here. Lives are being transformed. Lives are being turned around. Families are being restored. Marriages are being restored. Parents and children are having their broken relationships mended. All of that is happening through the power of the Holy Spirit because God has chosen to use American Family Radio. Here's the number to call in. Let's take advantage of this challenge, by the way. It'll go on until the top of the hour at 10 o'clock Central. We've got a $50,000 Founders Challenge because it's Founders Day here on AFR. 877-616-2396. That's the number, 877-616-2396. And if you're saying, you guys are saying the number a lot, Rob, they're right because we want it to stick.
That's right.
And we really want it to stick so much that if they procrastinate and they get out of the car and they're not listening, they'll still be repeating the number as they go about their day and maybe they'll call.
You and I can't always get it right, but we're hoping they'll remember it when
That's
they
right.
get out of the car. Well, we're almost there, folks. Let's see. Only 75 more pledges to cross the 7,000 pledges mark this hour. As we're on our way to claim every dollar of a $50,000 Founders Challenge where your gifts are doubled. When you call 877-616-2396 or go to AFR.net. And Walker, as I think about just the average person today trying to assimilate the news and understanding what's right and what's biased, as they're trying to understand how do I feel equipped when I show up to vote, as they think about how to apply a biblical worldview to just all the issues of the day that are swirling and so many things we're dealing with today that we never thought we'd have to deal with or wrestle with. I mean, that's the kind of programming that's here on American Family Radio to prepare and equip God's people to just go through life in a way that allows them to make a difference.
That's right. And we understand, you know, folks have out there have a lot of, we all have a lot of responsibilities, you know. Lord willing, many of us have families, we have spouses, we have children, grandchildren, whatever the case may be with your situation, we understand you're busy. You know, you're probably involved in your local church. Maybe you teach a Sunday school class. Whatever you do, we understand people have a lot on their plate. Many people do. And that's not a bad thing, but we try to help people and simplify things for people and provide tools and resources so that they don't maybe have to do some of that legwork on the front end. We have excellent documentaries available, excellent Bible teaching here on the radio network available. We've got different books and resources, all kinds of things that are aimed at equipping the body of Christ. And so that's what we're here to do. And so when you support American Family Radio, you're helping to equip other Christians and help them, you know, simplify the scripture, look at God's word, and know how to apply it to their lives. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or AFR.net.
It's Founders Day, 57 pledges away from 7,000 pledges so far during Share. We're still on our way to claiming a $50,000 Founders Challenge where every gift is doubled. Would you give right now so we can double your gift? We need you, folks. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or head over to the web, AFR.net. It's fall day two. We'll be right back.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
Hi, this is Alec Frank from Minnesota. We had a house fire on May 4th, and we live in a camper all summer long. And there's two things that never change. One is God's sovereign grace and the words that He gave us in the Bible. And two is the inspiration coming from AFR. We played AFR in the house every day when we do homeschool, and we play AFR in the camper to get our day started. Thank you to all you people on AFR that put out awesome inspiration, whether you're going through a house fire or no matter what you're going through in life.
Hi, my name is Kaylin. I'm calling from Virginia. I listen to and from work and occasionally during lunch breaks. And approximately 3 weeks ago, on my way home, I was having such a bad anxiety attack regarding
some issues going on in my life with my son. And I called in, and I was blessed enough to speak with Alex and Bert. And not only did they answer questions that I didn't even ask out loud regarding prodigal son and some issues, but they prayed with me. It was just a calming peace that I needed just to make it home. And I thank you guys so much for all that you do.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of His saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Well, I can't think of a better time to give than Founders Day as we celebrate the work of Don Wildman that continues today through Tim Wildman and Walker Wildman, who's here in the studio with me, and this amazing team of men and women. And I'm new to the AFR family, but it's been so much fun just to walk the halls and meet these people who really are on mission for what God has called them to that are a part of this organization.
Yeah, it's very, very encouraging. And for those who don't know, we've got about 120-plus full-time staff members here at our headquarters in Tupelo, Mississippi. We've got dozens of independent contractors around the nation that do various work. But to your point, Rob, not only do we have a headquarters here and a very loyal team that is really invested in the work of AFR, but then we have partner ministries like MoneyWise. Yeah. We've got Dr. Robert Jeffers has his show on the network. Dr. Ray Pritchard runs Keeping Believing, but he's also on Today's Issues. And so we've got various other ministries. 8 Days of Hope is the disaster relief ministry that my grandfather planted a seed with Steve Tiber. And Steve Tiber is now running, a very successful, in God's eyes, disaster relief ministry. They're in Florida right now providing relief for hurricane victims. So. Wow. Not only are you supporting American Family Radio, but you're allowing us, AFR, to partner with other ministries and expand the kingdom of the Lord and equip the body of Christ. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You know, Rob, AFR and how we operate is really a reflection of the kingdom. And when I say that, what I'm talking about is people have different gifts and abilities. Yeah. You know, you focus on financial stewardship. 8 Days of Hope does disaster relief, and they're building safe houses for people who are getting out of the sex trafficking crime epidemic in America. That's right. And there's different, we have different Bible teachers. That's their gift. So we got all kind of different members of the body of Christ, but we're all coming together under a central cause of advancing the gospel.
Well, that's what it's all about here at American Family Radio and AFA. 877-616-2396. We're just 9 pledges away from 7,000 givers during our 2-day fall share. That's not going to get us there, but that's a key mile marker that just says you're standing with us. This is a significant effort, and we couldn't do it without you. 877-616-2396. Or AFR.net. You know, there's so many people that are being impacted by this. And as you give, you know the benefit that it is to you and your family. But we'd love for you to hear from some of those folks that are evidence of that life change. Listen to this listener testimony.
I got connected to Martin by Tim's letter that he sent out before your spring share-a-thon. He said, we get letters, emails, and phone calls daily about how God is using American Family Radio to change lives, but this is one of the most powerful testimonies we've received. And then Tim said, if you want to drop Martin a letter of encouragement, you may write him at this address, and he gave the whole address and his number. I mean, when I read it, he talked about being locked up in maximum security prison. And he said that his only stimulation was a radio. And he got locked in solitary confinement. And all he had, and this was kind of God's sense of humor, but all he had was AFR and a Spanish station. So he just decided that he would listen to it. It was the only communication he had. He, after listening for 2 months, got down on his knees and asked the Lord to come in his life. And he said from then on, his life just turned completely around. I read that letter and just cried. And then Tim said, hey, if you want to send some encouragement to him, write him a letter. And I thought, I'm going to do that. And so I wrote him. And about a month later, he wrote me back. And I thought, I'm amazed. And from then on, we've been writing back and forth, and he's just told me little bits and pieces about his life and what's happened. And the amazing thing was the letters that came from your readers of encouragement and prayer to him happened right when he was being transferred from maximum security to general population prison. He didn't get those letters until he was moved to this other prison. And then they started, you know, forwarding his mail. And he got it, and he said, I took an average of the dates. And he said the dates that I were getting these letters of prayers, encouragement, Bibles, he said all kinds of things. I realized that it was the same time that God came in this maximum security prison and brought me, they shackled him up, took him to a general population prison, gave him a job. And one day he said, that's never happened before. And he said, it was those prayers of these AFR listeners that I read in these letters that got me moved. He said, it was just all because of prayers and AFR. And let me just tell you one other thing. I sent him Tim's letter and he had never seen it. So I sent a copy of Tim's letter and the back of his letter that was on it. And he said, I feel like a rock star. He said, I got all this mail, and then Tim's writing and sending it to all these thousands of people. He said, I just want people to know what AFR has done for me and what they must be doing for thousands of other people that are in prison that are listening to American Family Radio. I'm just amazed with the Lord. I don't know why I'm still amazed. I mean, that's what the Lord does. You'd think I'd have a little more faith in him. I can't wait to call and just tell him that you're still a rock star in Jesus' eyes.
Well, if you were wondering for just a second whether this ministry is having an impact, wonder no more. That was powerful, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was powerful. And I knew of the letter and the prisoner there, but I hadn't heard that specific testimony from that lady there. That was powerful. But that shows what God is doing. And this, folks, all of this, to be honest, is only possible through the power of the Holy Spirit,
that's
through
right.
God's enabling. Those kind of stories can happen only through his strength. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, AFR.net, AFR.net is that URL. Lives are being changed all around the country, all around the world, because you, the audience, has decided to invest in the work of American Family Radio. Go ahead and call in. Let's fill up the phone lines, 877-616-2396. We have a $50,000 Founders Day Challenge. It's going to carry us until 10 a.m. Central. We got about 18 minutes left. If you want to take advantage of that, if you want your gift doubled up to $50,000 between now and 10 a.m. Central, go ahead and take advantage of that by calling 877-616-2396. I'm seeing Robert in Brownsville, Tennessee. He just donated. Larry in Jonesboro, Arkansas, he just donated. Michael in Groveport donated. Janie in Liberty, Mississippi donated. Linda in Victoria, Texas. All around the nation, people are partnering with AFR.
You know, hearing that testimony, Walker, makes me think of James 1:22, be doers of the word, not only hearers. You know, you have heard the call. You've heard the explanation of what's happening here at American Family Radio. You just heard that testimony of life change, which is just evidence. That's just one story of thousands of stories. And so now, as we'd ask you to take that hearing of where God is at work and move into the doing part, that's when you call to pledge your support. It's whatever you can do. We just ask that you'd respond beyond the giving to your local church to give to partner with us here at American Family Radio. When you call 877-616-2396, we've got just 16 minutes left in this hour. Why is that significant? Well, it's important because we still have this $50,000 Founders Challenge on the table, which means every gift is doubled right now when you call 877-616-2396 or when you go online to AFR.net. We're going to literally double every gift. Where does that come from? Well, that's just a generous friend who said, I want to help spur others on into even greater giving. So help us take advantage of that right now. By the way, we crossed that 7,000 pledges mark.
Awesome.
7,042 is what I'm seeing on the board right now. But we're not done yet, folks. It's just day two, and it's a special day, Walker, because it's Founders Day.
That's right. And if you're out there, and maybe you've already donated, maybe you donated yesterday or during the hour with Rob and I, but if you've already donated, Let one of your friends know. You may know a friend that listens
right.
to AFR, but maybe they don't know Share-a-thon's going on. Make sure you share with your family and friends that, hey, American Family Radio is having their twice annual Share-a-thon, their fundraiser, and they need you to come alongside them and become a partner. 877-616-2396.
Zachary, Carol, Carrie, David, Michelle, Margie, you're helping us get there, but perhaps you're next. 877-616-2396. Call now.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
You know, I was just thinking back over the years about when Brother Don was just, it was always his work ethic and just the way he thought of things and how frugal he was with the Lord's money that really inspired me. And he was always willing to jump in there with us, whatever we were doing. You know, I can think of one time we were out there, rainy day, and we're cleaning leaves out of the gutters, and next thing we know, we look back and there he is with the rake just out there in the rain with us, just raking them out and, you know, throwing them off. And I mean, he wasn't scared of a plunger or anything else, and always walking through and turning off the lights, you know, making sure that nothing was going to waste. But just here recently, I was came in after hours with a power outage, and you know, there were lights off in every office, and it just ran through my mind, if Brother Don was here, he would not be able to leave a single light on. And just that thought, my conscience wouldn't let me leave till I turned off all those lights. He's just always been an inspiration to me.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Hi, my name is Susan, and I'm calling from Virginia. And I've always wanted to tell you that after President Trump won the election in 2016, I promised God as a new Christian, or a fairly new Christian, that I would pay better attention to the news and politics, to the culture, and to the world around me. Shortly after the election, after that promise to God, I heard a voice in the wilderness. One day I was looking for NPR, trying to make good on my promise to God, and I listened to news-related radio. But instead, I found a voice in the wilderness named Sandy Rio. And her show led me to the AFR app and to the entire lineup there. And I just want to let you know that your work has helped me to develop a strong Christian worldview.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council here in Washington, D.C., and the host of Washington Watch, heard here on AFR. I want to encourage you to support AFR during this Share-a-thon. I've seen firsthand the profound influence that American Family Association and American Family Radio have had here in our nation's capital. I believe America is stronger because of the labors of Don Wildman and now Tim Wildman and the entire AFR team. I'm proud to partner with them, and I challenge you to do the same during this Share-a-thon. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of His saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
We're so thankful for your giving as you call and respond right now, 877-616-2396. Rob West and Walker Wildman with you this hour, just celebrating what God's doing here at American Family Radio and celebrating your gifts as you give from literally all over the country, Cary in Texas and Tamitha in Mississippi and Bruce in Michigan and Nancy in Texas, Angela Lee in Virginia, Robert in Indiana. I mean, it's just amazing to see how the reach of this ministry continues to grow, not only through terrestrial radio, the towers that are sending out the signal, Walker, but through new mediums that perhaps your grandfather never even imagined, like the app.
Yeah, that's right. We have the American Family Radio app out there on multiple platforms. We just launched in November of 2021. We launched the AFA streaming platform. So we got our own video hosting site, our own live streaming site. So you'll be able to watch AFA at the Core later this afternoon. So you don't have to necessarily, we don't have to necessarily rely on these third-party platforms that may not like our message. We can put it out there on AFA streaming. We also upload all of our documentaries and feature films there. A lot of Bible teaching resources there on our streaming platform. We just launched a brand new version of AFR.net website. Brand new, fresh look, some new functionality there at AFR.net. By the way, speaking of AFR.net, when you go there, go ahead and donate to our Share-a-thon at AFR.net. Right there at the top of the page, you'll see a link to donate to Share-a-thon. Takes you just a couple minutes. You can do not only a bank, not only a credit and debit card, but you can also do the bank draft. You can do the ACH-type direct deposit or bank draft right there on the website through the same form. So it's very convenient, very easy at AFR.net.
There's a $50,000 match challenge going on right now. It's just for the next 9.5 minutes. And so if you've been thinking about getting on board, maybe you've been busy with your day and haven't had time to stop and call or click in at AFR.net, perhaps you can do that now in the next 9 minutes, and that would help us to claim every dollar of this Founders Challenge that's on the table right now as we can double every gift. 50 becomes 100, 100, 200, 1,000, 2,000. And some of you out there have a bit more. You have a bit of a surplus, and you're confident that God has entrusted that to you for a specific reason. And part of that is to be joined with him where he's at work. And so we would invite you to make one of those leadership gifts when you call right now at 877-616-2396. You know, while I've been here, Walker, this week, you all were kind enough to give me a cubicle where I can get some work done in between these on-air segments, but I'm kind of planted right there in the middle of the news team.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's been fun, right? Because they're working their stories and getting ready for their broadcasts, and I feel like kind of an honorary news guy this week, which has
hey,
been
jump
great,
in there but, and do your newscast.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to jump in with Steve a little later. We're going to talk about digital currencies and do an interview on that, which will be fun. But, you know, AFR News, I just can't help but think, is such a key part of this ministry. Because where do you go to get trusted news and information?
Yeah, there's not a lot of options out there, especially from a Christian perspective. And that's what we want to maintain focus on is, hey, what's going on and how does it affect the body of Christ? That's what we do through American Family News. And one of the things we launched within the last year or two is we basically package the 5-minute newscast into a podcast format. So if you're maybe not able to catch it at the top of the hour, you can just go and fetch it on your own time. By checking out American Family News podcast on multiple platforms. You can subscribe to it as you're getting ready in the morning. Just go on there, click it. The latest hour will be uploaded. You'll get the news before the day begins on American Family News podcast. AFN.net is their website. So if you want to donate, what you're donating to and you're supporting is American Family Radio. You're keeping our news team up and running, keeping the news coming from a Christian perspective and multiple other mediums and platforms and divisions. 877-616-2396 877-616-2396. That's the number to call. We're at 7,124 pledges total. So you folks are coming in very heavy, very impressive. Just for the day, Rob, we're at 944 pledges for the day. So great job, everybody. We're averaging about 227 pledges per hour. So keep it up, folks. You're doing a great job. We appreciate those who've already donated. And if you haven't, now's the time to do it at AFR.net.
There's so many facets of this ministry. There's American Family Radio. There's the AFA Action. There's the AFR News, American Family News. I mean, there's so much going on here. But there's also American Family Coffee.
That's
right. You all are in the coffee business, but it's not a business. It's really just to help support this work. And I'm holding in my hand this amazing new Christmas blend called Noel. I can smell the aroma of Christmas in a bag here. And we'd love to send this to you. Here's the opportunity right now. When you call in the next 7 minutes, not only when you give your 150 gift, is that 150 going to become 300, but we can also drop in the mail to you this bag of American Family Coffee so you can be ready for Christmas. There's nothing that says Christmas like a Christmas blend coffee, is there?
That's exactly right. And we actually brew American Family Coffee here in our headquarters.
All right.
We have various blends available, but this blend is called Noel. It's brand new. We just launched it within the last few weeks. You'll be the first one to get it by calling 877-616-2396. Give a one-time gift of $150 or more. Or if you're like, hey, I'd rather budget for it monthly, you can give $30 or more monthly, become a great commission partner. We'll send you the coffee In addition, we'll send you the Advent 26-day devotional from our good friend Dr. Ray Pritchard. You can use that with your family in your quiet time heading into the Christmas season. It's a great way to focus in on Christ and why He came for us. 877-616-2396, AFR.net.
Let's take one more opportunity just to hear evidence of life change as we listen to one more listener testimony this hour. 877-616-2396. That's all right. We can imagine what that was going to sound like because we've heard so many of these testimonies, Walker, and I'm sure that you love hearing these listeners that share how God is using American Family Radio.
Yeah, and with radio, and you know this, Rob, but with radio, you never know who you're impacting. You know, you speak into a microphone for an hour a day, and you're like, am I making a difference? Am I making an impact? And the answer is yes. God is using our voices. God is using the donations into AFR to make a difference. So, yes, it's very encouraging, very uplifting to hear.
Okay, I think we're ready for that testimony right now. Let's listen in.
Hi, this is Lisa from McKinney, Texas. Man, I don't even know where to start. I have been a listener to AFR for over a decade and a monthly supporter for many years. And the entire organization, AFA and AFR, have been so integral in my life, especially when my late husband was battling stage 4 gallbladder cancer. I would call into shows, and so many of the programs would actually pray with me and for me, and that brought me so much comfort. And when my husband went into his eternal glory at the end of 2019, the pandemic hit right after that, and the world was shut down, and I felt so alone, except that I still had my AFR app on from the time I woke up throughout the day, and just having that encouragement and building my faith meant the world to me in a time that was so dark in so many other ways. Thank you for doing so much to help us, the remnant that's still out there, and to spread the love of Jesus Christ. I hope you have a blessed day.
I love it. 877-616-2396. We can't appreciate, Walker, how so many live in isolation. Mm. And really, this is their community. And they rely on this programming to really help them to navigate the challenges of life, but also to be equipped to go out and make a difference for the cause of Christ.
Yeah, that's right. We get stories from postal drivers, U.S. postal drivers, or maybe FedEx or UPS or whatever kind of freight company you work for. We get calls and letters from drivers all the time. They're like, hey, I'm in a car, I'm in a truck for 8, 10, 12 hours a day, and I love listening to American Family Radio because I feel connected. I feel, you know, like I can relate to the personalities on AFR. But more than that, they get solid Bible teaching, solid news, and solid biblical commentary.
I love it. 877-616-2396. We've got just 60 seconds left, Walker. Talk about why today is so important here on Founders Day.
Yeah, it's Founders Day here on American Family Radio. We're honoring my grandfather, Don Wildman, and we need you to join us on this Founders Day at 877-616-2396 or visit us online at AFR.net.
If you get in the next 2 minutes in the queue, we'll make sure your gift gets matched. So would you call right now? Make sure your gift is doubled right now as you give to American Family Radio and the American Family Association here on Founders Day. Take advantage of our Founders Challenge, $50,000 that's going to double every gift. Call right now, 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. Walker, it's been great to be with you this hour. Enjoyed our time together.
Thanks, Rob.
All right. Here, we're going to continue with our fall share here in the next hour, but if you haven't responded, perhaps this is your chance to get on board right now. Would you call and do your part? Whatever gift you can give, we'd be grateful. Stand with already now more than 7,100 others who have partnered with us during this fall share. Call 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. Thank you, thank you, thank you for those who have already given. We couldn't do it without you. May God bless you. We'll look forward to being back with you during Fall Share in the next hour.